You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, and welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and today we're talking about air travel, particularly checking into your flight at the airport. You've probably been in this situation before. You are taking a trip, either for business or pleasure, and you've already reserved your ticket. It's the day of your flight, and you've packed your suitcase and another bag that you want to carry with you onto the plane. You make sure you have your passport and wallet, and you catch a taxi to the airport. What's the first thing you have to do when you get there? You need to check in, as we say, so you find the correct airline desk and wait in line. Finally, it's your turn to talk with the ticket agent. What is she going to ask you about? What information do you need to give her? And what information is she going to give you? This is what we're going to talk about today. In today's lesson, we'll hear a conversation between Robert and a ticket agent. Robert is traveling to London on business. He and the ticket agent have several things to discuss before he can go through security and get on the airplane. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. What is Robert concerned about regarding his suitcase? 2. Where does Robert want to sit? 3. Why does the ticket agent recommend going through security immediately?
Next, please. Hello, can I help you? What's your destination today?
Hi. I'm headed to London, but I have a connecting flight in Chicago.
Okay, and could I have your flight reservation and passport, please?
Certainly. Here you are. I've just got the one bag to check, and I wasn't sure what the baggage allowance is on international flights. I might be over the limit.
The allowance is 20 kilograms. If you could just place your suitcase up here on the scale, we could find out. Now, did you pack your own bags today? And have they been in your possession at all times?
Yes. I packed them myself, and yes, I've had them with me all the time.
Okay, 19.2 kilos, no problem. Let me tag that. And do you have a seating preference, window or aisle?
I'd prefer an aisle seat, near the front of the plane if possible, so I can get off fairly quickly. And if there's something behind a bulkhead with extra legroom, that'd be great.
Let's see what I can do. I can put you in 11C, that's an aisle seat, in an emergency exit row, so you'll have a bit more legroom.
Great.
And I see you have a carry-on item there. Please make sure you don't have any of the prohibited items on this list. Okay, you'll be departing at 10:30 from gate B4, and you should be at the gate at least half an hour before departure. Here's your boarding pass.
Sounds great. That's gate B4, half an hour before departure. So should I go through security now, or do I have time to do a bit of looking around?
There's lots to see and do in the departures areas. I'd suggest making your way through security now. It's backed up with the increased alert level and the new body scan systems. Just up the escalator there and to your left.
Oh, sounds like fun. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice flight.
Now, let's go through the dialogue again and look at some of the useful vocabulary and expressions.
Next, please. Hello, can I help you? What's your destination today?
Hi. I'm headed to London, but I have a connecting flight in Chicago.
Your destination, or where you are going, is one of the first things you will have to tell a ticket agent when you want to check in. Robert says that he's headed to London, which is another way of saying that's where he's going. A connecting flight in Chicago means he will stop there before continuing on to London. Sometimes we use the words layover or stopover to express this idea. There are several other ways we can state our destination, as we can hear in these examples.
I'm on my way to Miami today.
My final destination is Toronto, but I've got a layover in Detroit.
I'm headed to Tokyo with a stopover in Hong Kong.
I'm going to Frankfurt and then on to Paris.
Now that the ticket agent knows where Robert is going, he needs some identification. And Robert brings up the next issue to be discussed, baggage.
Okay, and could I have your flight reservation and passport, please?
Certainly. Here you are. I've just got the one bag to check, and I wasn't sure what the baggage allowance is on international flights. I might be over the limit.
Robert gives the ticket agent his reservation and passport, and then says that he has one bag to check. A checked bag will be taken into the cargo hold and then retrieved at the end of the flight. Robert wonders about the baggage allowance, which is the maximum weight for checked luggage. He worries that his suitcase might be too heavy. Let's practice some more simple expressions related to checked luggage.
I'd like to check the suitcase, if I may.
I have two suitcases to check in and just one carry-on.
I'd like to pay for an extra piece of luggage.
Will my bags be checked through to Paris?
How does the ticket agent respond to Robert's concern about the baggage allowance?
The allowance is 20 kilograms. If you could just place your suitcase up here on the scale, we could find out. Now, did you pack your own bags today? And have they been in your possession at all times?
The agent tells Robert the limit and asks him to put his suitcase on the scale. He also asks Robert if he's packed his own bags and has handled them at all times. These may seem like odd questions, but airlines are concerned about security. They want to avoid situations in which something illegal or dangerous is put into someone else's checked baggage. In this case, there is no problem.
Yes. I packed them myself, and yes, I've had them with me all the time.
Okay, 19.2 kilos, no problem. Let me tag that, and do you have a seating preference, window or aisle?
The scale indicates that the suitcase is below the limit of 20 kilograms, so the agent tags the bag. A tag identifies the baggage as belonging to a certain ticket holder. The next topic to discuss is seating. Robert is asked about his seating preference and is given two options, window or aisle. An aisle seat is in the middle of the plane, next to the passageway where people walk. If a flight is very full, we may not have the choice. But in this case, Robert can choose where he would like to sit. And he has a very specific preference, as we can hear.
I'd prefer an aisle seat, near the front of the plane if possible, so I can get off fairly quickly. And if there's something behind a bulkhead with extra legroom, that'd be great.
Robert doesn't just want an aisle seat. He wants one near the front, and if possible, behind the bulkhead. Bulkheads are dividers within the airplane cabin. They usually have more legroom or space in front than other seats. Notice that he phrases his request very politely, using conditionals like if possible and if there's something. We can see this politeness in other examples of stating a seat preference.
I'd really prefer a window seat over the wing, if I can.
If you have something with extra legroom, I'd appreciate it.
Are there any seats open near the back of the plane?
We'd like to sit across the aisle from each other if possible.
Does Robert have success with his request?
Let's see what I can do. I can put you in 11C, that's an aisle seat in an emergency exit row, so you'll have a bit more leg room.
Great.
So Robert gets what he wants. His seat will be in an emergency exit row. Emergency exits are the special doors that are used in case of an emergency, and these rows often have more space or leg room. Robert and the ticket agent aren't done yet, as we hear.
And I see you have a carry-on item there. Please make sure you don't have any of the prohibited items on this list. Okay, you'll be departing at 10:30 from gate B4, and you should be at the gate at least half an hour before departure. Here's your boarding pass.
Sounds great. That's gate B4, half an hour before departure. So should I go through security now, or do I have time to do a bit of looking around?
First of all, the agent wants to make sure that Robert doesn't have anything in his carry-on bag that isn't allowed. She uses the word prohibited for such items. Your carry-on bag is the one you take with you into the cabin, often a briefcase, purse, or a backpack. Then the agent has final instructions for Robert. She confirms Robert's departure time and tells him which gate he'll be leaving from. The gates are the places where airplanes connect to the airport. They usually have a number and or letter names, such as B4. This is normally indicated on the boarding pass, which the agent gives to Robert. The boarding pass will allow him to get onto the flight. But Robert wants to make sure that he has understood everything correctly. He wants to confirm the gate and the timing, so he repeats back the instructions. Making a mistake with the gate or time could mean you miss your flight, so this is an important step. Let's practice some more expressions we can use to confirm gates and timing.
Okay, that's gate D in 1 hour, right?
How far ahead of time should I be at my gate?
So, security will take about 30 minutes and another 20 for the shuttle to the terminal. Is that correct?
So I guess I should make my way to gate 44 now, shouldn't I?
Robert has also asked whether he has time to look around before going through security. The agent doesn't think that's a good idea and explains why.
There's lots to see and do in the departures areas. I'd suggest making your way through security now. It's backed up with the increased alert level and the new body scan systems. Just up the escalator there and to your left.
Oh, sounds like fun. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice flight.
The agent explains that security is busy and slow, or backed up. The reasons are an increased alert level, which means that security is tighter, and new body scan systems. The security guards may just be learning about these new security devices that allow them to see through people's clothing to find prohibited items. Finally, Robert thanks the agent, who wishes him a pleasant flight. And that outlines all the basic issues that need to be discussed when you arrive at the airport to catch a plane. Now, let's practice the language that can be used when you check in for a flight. You'll hear a question or statement from a ticketing agent. Then you'll hear a prompt. Use the language in the prompt to respond correctly to the question or statement. For example, if you hear,
"Where are you going today?"
"Headed for Miami today."
You can say,
"I'm headed for Miami today."
We'll play an example answer after each practice. Ready? Let's give it a go.
Good morning. What is your destination?
Going to London, stop over Paris. Example answer. I'm going to London with a stopover in Paris.
And do you have any bags to check this morning?
Yes. One. Suitcase. Check. Example answer. Yes, just one suitcase to check.
Do you have a seating preference?
Would like. Aisle seat. Front. Example answer. I would like an aisle seat at the front, please.
So, you know where you have to go?
Gate 4, 10:30, right? Example answer. Yes, gate 4 at 10:30, right?
Now, let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
it will take me 8 hours to reach my final of Singapore.
You can say,
it will take me 8 hours to reach my final destination of Singapore.
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Could you please put your on bag under the seat in front of you? Answer. Could you please put your carry-on bag under the seat in front of you?
The security guard told me that sharp objects such as scissors were on all flights. Answer. The security guard told me that sharp objects such as scissors were prohibited on all flights.
I'm going to Moscow, but I have a flight in Berlin. Answer. I'm going to Moscow, but I have a connecting flight in Berlin.
Our flight is scheduled for at 3:30 and should get in at 5:45. Answer. Our flight is scheduled for departure at 3:30 and should get in at 5:45.
We've reached the end of this episode, our first in a two-part series about air travel. We've learned the basics of checking in for a flight. That includes stating your destination, checking your bags, stating a seating preference, and confirming information. Be sure to tune in for the next episode about travel problems. We'll hear Robert experience some difficulties in Chicago, where he's supposed to catch a connecting flight to London. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.